First, though, as we've been discussing this morning, the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has offered a qualified apology for taking Britain into the Iraq War. He's admitted the intelligence on Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction was flawed, while the removal of Saddam Hussein's regime created a vacuum which has led, in part, to the rise of ISIS.
The intelligence we'd received was wrong, because even though he had used chemical weapons extensively against his own people, against others, the form that we thought it was did not exist. So I can apologize for that. I can also apologize, by the way, for some of the mistakes in planning, and certainly our mistake in our understanding of what would happen once you removed the regime.
That's former British Prime Minister Tony Blair speaking to CNN yesterday. Well, here in this country, independent MP Andrew Wilkie, you might remember, quit his job with ONA, the Office of National Assessments, in 2003 in protest against what he said was the Howard government's misrepresentation of the intelligence making the case for the Iraq war. He has since called for a royal commission into Australia's involvement in the invasion. Andrew Wilkie, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Tony Blair has admitted mistakes. He's apologised for some aspects of the war. 12 years on from the invasion of Iraq, do you think we're getting closer to the truth?
We're slowly getting closer to the truth, and hopefully the British Chilcot inquiry, which I think now will release its findings next year, perhaps that will shed more light on it. But of course in Australia we've had two inquiries, but both in very narrow terms of reference. And this government doesn't seem interested. The previous government wasn't interested in holding a really robust inquiry in Australia to try and get to the bottom of it, to find out what went wrong, to find out who did wrong, and to hold them to account.
But in a sense, don't we know what went wrong, and don't we know who made those mistakes? In fact, Tony Blair admits and apologises for not planning for post-Saddam Hussein. He says our mistake is our understanding of what would happen once you remove the regime.
And that's good. And that's probably the first time that one of George W. Bush, Tony Blair or John Howard has actually sought to really shed a light on why things went so bad after the invasion. Things like disbanding the Iraqi military, moves like effectively sacking all of the senior and middle-order bureaucrats because they were members of the Ba'ath Party. There was mistake after the invasion. But, of course, no one's ever been held to account for having the invasion in the first place. Maybe the Chilcot inquiry will shed some light on that and put some pressure on people. But certainly in Australia, John Howard and others have never been held to account for making that political decision. You know, I note that Tony Blair is again blaming the intelligence agencies. But intelligence agencies, they give advice. And in my experience, the advice was reasonably measured, particularly in Australia. At the end of the day, it's politicians who declare war in this country and Tony Blair's country, and no politician has ever been held to account.
2 points there. We do know because of a leaked email in the US a week or so ago that Tony Blair, it seems as though, according to Colin Powell's email, Tony Blair signed on to backing a war in Iraq a year before he sought authority from the British Parliament. But also there was talk about Tony Blair being the one, the British government being the ones to make the public case, in a sense, for the war, which led us to the dossiers, the intelligence, since known as the dodgy dossiers. So it's not so much that the intelligence was wrong, but I think in Britain, a number of inquiries have got close to the fact that the intelligence was doctored in a way.
And Fran, that's exactly right. I mean, there is no doubt that in the United Kingdom and in Australia, there was a political decision made to go to war, and then it was left to the intelligence agencies to try and backfill the case with enough hard evidence. In the UK, that helps to explain the so-called dodgy dossier, which came out in October 2002, maybe 6 months before the invasion, which was just a laughable document. And even in Australia, Australian intelligence officials were looking at that publicly released dossier in the UK and expressing surprise at some of the findings. There just wasn't any evidence that Australia had access to back up those findings.
And yet John Howard could be excused, could he not, for saying, well, this is the British intelligence. Colin Powell took it to the UN. Does that give John Howard cover on this, on basing it on this intelligence?
Fran, not at all, because the Australian agencies were expressing great caution about some of the findings in the October 2002 dossier. ONA, to its discredit, at the last minute did lurch to a more politically palatable position and tended to back up the government better, but the Defence Intelligence Organisation, to its credit, it always retained a very cautious position and always expressed great a doubt about the claims that were being made about weapons of mass destruction, none of which, of course, were ever found.
Okay. Tony Blair does not apologise for the removal of Saddam Hussein, which goes to your point earlier, not apologising for formulating the war plan in the first place. John Howard doesn't apologise for that either. And it is a vexed question. I mean, are you saying that Iraq and the broader region would be more safe and secure now if Saddam Hussein was and his regime was still in place?
Oh, not at all, Fran. I've said from day one, from the day I resigned and went public over this in March 2003, I've said, you know, every time that Saddam Hussein was clearly an odious man, but there were other ways to deal with it. For example, giving the weapons inspectors more time, which they were asking for. The sanctions regime that was in place at the time was just tending to hurt the Iraqi community. There could have been better targeted sanctions. There were other ways to try and deal with it, at least in the first instance. And then after they'd tried everything else, they should have then gone to the Security Council and tried to make the case for an intervention, a military intervention, on either humanitarian grounds or regime change. But remember, John Howard, only days before the invasion at the National Press Club, said it wasn't about regime change, it was about weapons of mass destruction.
It's 12 past eight. Our guest is Andrew Wilkie, the member for Denison, independent member for Denison, and former intelligence analyst with the Office of National Assessment. In terms of making the case and managing it after the invasion, Tony Blair has made this concession that the intervention and the removal of Saddam Hussein is partly responsible, has led in part to the rise of ISIS. But he points out too that the Western world has tried a number of things and none of them have worked. Tried intervention with troops, as in Iraq, intervention without troops, as in Libya, and no intervention but a demand for regime change, as in Syria. And his point is none of these alternative strategies have worked any better.
And Fran, perhaps that's a good explanation for why we shouldn't have got involved in the first place. And having got involved, we shouldn't be taking sides. I mean, there is no doubt that Syria and Iraq are interrelated in all sorts of ways. Basically destroying the old Iraq and creating this enormous security vacuum did create an environment for the fledgling ISIS to move across from the troubled Syria and fill that vacuum. How we deal with it now, I don't know. But I would have said, in fact, I probably did say 12 and a half years, don't get involved. Having got involved, you know, don't take sides. And I think that is now the biggest problem with our policy on Syria.
Okay.
We're involved and we've taken sides.
So just briefly and finally, the Chilquat Inquiry is investigating Britain's role in the Iraq War. It's 6 years old now and still no report, due to report soon, apparently. Are you calling for something similar in Australia?
Yes, Fran, I've been calling, and a lot of people have been calling, for a proper commission of inquiry in this country to get to the bottom of our involvement in Iraq and to work out who erred and to hold them to account, and also to do it in an environment that we have now where the war is continuing. It has gone on more or less for 12 and a half years. Just in the last week, publicly available media reports out of Iraq show that hundreds of people have died, including a number of children.
Andrew Wilkie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Andrew Wilkie is the member for Denison, independent member for Denison, and former intelligence analyst with ONA.